clear understanding of what you're supposed to do when you develop the training of the mind to develop this awareness-based meditation, so that you can develop the stability of mindfulness or awareness to stay at your heart. When you can stay at your heart, that is the beginning of transformation and progress. Because before you have the mindfulness and the understanding, the tendency for human being is to stay at the forehead, think a lot. You know why you stay at the forehead a lot? Because your brain is there, your memory is there, your belief system, conditioning, knowledge, accumulated memory, everything is there. And living being got no other way of living life except going there to live life. So when you go there and you don't have the understanding of who you are, what you are, you will have this tendency of believing you are real, you exist. That's why the sakyality or self-delusion is very strong. Like I mentioned yesterday, the moment you are born, they identify you, give you a name, give you a birth cert, then later on, give you documents. Like our case, Malaysia is IC card. And later on, when you reach certain age, they give you a passport so that you can travel overseas. You go to school again, they mark attendance, they register you. And your parents call you by name. Everybody has a name. So the egoic mind, unknowingly, due to society's way of identifying, develop the ego more and more. So when this ego arises, what happens? When you are egoic, you believe you exist, personality below, understand? Then you try to own things, you try to have things. So that's how the ego root start. The greed, the selfishness, the possessiveness. Then after that, when you cannot get what you want, when things don't go your way, you get angry. Then when you enter into relationship, when the relationship doesn't work out, you develop envy, jealousy, and hatred. Then when you have problem, you develop fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation. The worst is fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of dying, fear of losing your job, fear of losing your loved one. So all these fears are very seriously intense and very real. And these are the characteristics of the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So when you understand this, then you understand why living beings, they cannot develop the meditative training to understand the teaching. And because of that, they tend to live the life of heedlessness. Heedless in the sense that they are seldom or never aware. Hardly aware. So throughout the day when you are at the brain there, you're hardly aware. And the other reason why you stay at the brain is not only this memory and all those things, views, opinion, conditioning, beliefs, or accumulated memory, and all of your phobia and all those things. The other reason is you look at your senses. Where are they located? Just below your brain, understand? Your eye, your ear, your nose, your tongue, your bodily tactile. That's why this one interacts very fast. The moment you perceive, either through see or hearing, smell, taste or tactile, the brain is immediately there to help you. First is to cognize what you perceive, understand? Through memory, through knowledge, and your entire memory. The moment you cognize, what happens is your views, your opinion, your phobia, your belief system, your tradition, your education, all this come in and act. Then you have your habitual tendency that is the worst. Then immediately you stir your mind, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, then envy, jealousy, hatred, fear, worry, anxiety. These are the sankhara mind state. And the sankhara activity that go on is like yesterday I mentioned. This form of mind within the mundane mind, yeah, and the brain there together with your senses, is very active creating the sankhara sanya, you remember? Yeah. And this sankhara sanya you need to understand. So here is a lot of sankhara sanya activity. So the purpose of awareness-based meditation is to see this clearly. How living being think a lot. This one make you think a lot. And because of that, you become heedless. And the Buddha said, the heedless are as if dead. So what happened is, people like that, they actually existed through life. You know the difference between living life and existed through life, no?
Yes.
They are conscious of life, but they are not aware. Mm. Yes, sir. So they exist. You see them conscious, walking around, running around, doing all those things, especially city life, hectic, stressful. So all this is what the mundane mind activity is all about. And because of that, this mundane mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, created the phenomenal world. So you expect the phenomenal world to be peaceful, to have harmony. All the leader, harmony got dhamma. And the rest are selfish, aggressive, violent. And most of them are motivated by what? Power, really, authority. Now you understand how from here it come to here. Then how many people can develop the awareness base to touch this one? Not to say stay here, no. To touch this one. No.
From the very first day, I think Brother Teo have reminded that the mindfulness awareness, once we have done our meditation and all that, when we are back outside the hall and all that, we should maintain our awareness and mindfulness. Especially the other day when Brother Teo shared that the moment you wake up, you know,
yeah,
you should know your
awareness, posture, so, then how you function as a human being. So when you're aware, you start to understand how you move, how you act, and how you do things. Then how you stir your mind. That is the real meditation, not the method, technique, sit down there, miserable for what? Understand? Awareness means you are aware, you are living, understand? When you're aware, you learn. You develop wisdom, understanding, you don't accumulate knowledge. You understand not? When you are at the heart, this one is at the heart. When you are at the heart, you are aware, understand not? Because you are aware, you don't think, understand not? That's why you live, understand not? Here, you live life. Live life. Because you are aware. At the heart means away. This one at the brain, because the brain, you do all this activity, understand? The accumulated memory. So, although it's a living being, they never leave. You understand? They are conscious of life, they existed through life. So this one live life. This one, most of the time, existed through life. I mean, not all, most of them. So they are conscious of life, but hardly aware. So that is the reason why living beings become heedless and get into trauma. So from here, you should know that when you meditate awareness-based meditation, you have to come back to the heart. Listen from here. See from here. Live from here. Everything aware here. Understand not? Finally, this one will become like normal. Where this one is the awareness base. Through understanding, it will be able to finally operate from here. Understand not? The reason why you dare not come here is because you don't know how to do it. You don't train yourself to develop the awareness-based meditation. So you always hear because very fast to perceive, very fast to interconnect with your senses and create this phenomenal world. And when this one is going on, you don't understand who are you, what are you, and what is going on in life. That's why this is heedless living. This is delusion. Whereas here, when you're aware, you develop self-knowledge. You develop self-understanding. So what Benjamin say is important. The first day I already told you, develop awareness, be mindfulness, stabilize it. Everything you do aware, if you can do that, you will be beautiful. Okay? Then when you know all this, finally, why you go to the heart? Why did I tell you in the early days, stay at the heart? Because that time, hardly anybody really had the understanding and progress. So I dare not insist. I say, when you have the mindful awareness, try to stay at the heart. I even tell Song Neil, listen from there, see from there, think from there, operate from there. We are here, you can think. But creative thinking, not up here, with all the things clouding you and creating a lot of fear, worry, anxiety, emotion. Well, this one is hell, the brain, you don't know how to use. But for technical thing, for knowledge, scientific knowledge, or the other physical living, you use this one is good. Well, this one is very good at knowledge, like maths and science, study, you know. But when you have psychological problem, don't go here, understand? You know what is psychological problem? Mental problem, emotion. Emotion, this fellow is stupid, understand? Yeah, this fellow is accumulated memory. This fellow no wisdom. Cannot understand why he get entangled. Understand? So now, hopefully with this explanation, it will start to develop clearer and clearer understanding of understanding what the human being is all about, what the five aggregate of form and mind is all about. Then when you develop more stability of awareness, you see the universal characteristic, the impermanence of the five aggregate of form and mind, anicchang. Then when you attach cling, grasp with delusion, one thing is away, you suffer. So the characteristics of impermanent will let you understand that because it's impermanent, suffering will be the characteristic. Because it is already the characteristic, dependent on condition, thing arise. Understand not? You somehow want things your way. Understand not? When you cannot get what you want, what happens? Then you deludedly cling, grasp. You think you can own or not? You come empty, you go empty. And you want to own. Not only own yourself, no. You want to own your loved one, your children, everything, possessive. You have to control everything, like the dictator.